Testing 1, 2. I want to talk to you about a child born of a relationship of new love. This is the first time I think we've talked out of context about another show, because there is no relation to this show apart from this guy is the only person I know who's as passionate about being super weird, super specific, very nerdy about his love of his niche, if you want to call it that. And I want to talk to you very quickly about my experience with Neil. So his name's Neil Eckhart, and he runs a podcast called War and Conquest. And I'm a huge, huge history fan. And I believe it's extremely relevant to so many issues that we are struggling with currently as human beings. But War and Conquest is really special to me because Neil is fucking batshit mental. He's the only historian, and I call him that. He doesn't call himself a historian because technically he's not, but I don't give a shit. He is extremely entertaining. And as a very kind of arrogant student of history, as a very arrogant person myself, in terms of I won't listen to people unless I feel like they have some grounding, some weight. And even historians can be very boring to me. But War and Conquest is fucking hilarious. As I said, you can go on their YouTube channel. You can watch him throwing spears in his garden or building trebuchets or doing any number of weird as fuck things with history. Because I think his attempt to make it, as he calls it, make history fun again, he absolutely nails it. If anything, he doesn't give himself enough credit. I've started to speak to Neil maybe over the last couple of years. The first time I spoke to him, it was a bit like, okay, I'm talking to him. Okay, be cool. Didn't manage that. But it's been really nice to be able to talk to each other about our shows. And I take a huge amount of inspiration from him as a human and from someone who's trying to do something that isn't quote unquote sexy. I think everyone in the podcasting world is going for, maybe me in some ways, but is going for something they feel like people will like. And it's almost kind of like that thing at school is like, will this be on the test? I heard Seth Godin talking about that, saying, you know, is this that I'm about to learn and make space in my brain for it, is it going to be useful for me? Is it going to be good? Am I going to be okay? You know, Neil didn't think about that when he started his podcast, much like Callum and I didn't. We just did it because we love it. And if you love nerds, if you're listening to this show, you probably like strange people like me who focus on really specific details of songwriting, which is part of a bigger picture. But if you are in any way interested in history, which I don't see how it's possible to not be interested in history, all we talk about is stories, great people, excellent people, often very horrible people doing very horrible things because it's a message. But War and Conquest, if you're a fan of this show, I'd imagine you're going to be a fan of what Neil is doing. But just imagine incredibly different gun-toting, spear-throwing, hands-on madman who loves to drink cocktails and rock up to recording episodes in that state. But I couldn't speak higher of someone doing something out there in the wild like we are. I couldn't speak any higher than Neil, because not only does he have the time for people like me who are just massive nerds, massive fans who want to get involved, but he really runs a tight ship. When I listened to his podcast, it was a big part of why I felt like I could start my own. And focusing on something I love, he does that. I've never heard anyone talk about Alexander the Great the way he did. I learned so much about the Crusades. I thought I knew something. And you can easily take Crusades, Alexander the Great. What relevance does that have? You're joking, right? You're absolutely joking if you think that what we look at today and what spreads on media today is like a tiny, tiny dilution of what you can learn about yourself, because we're all selfish. What I can learn about myself from listening to Neil's show is, how do you look after people? How do you approach being a polymath? How do you approach other people? How do you lead? How do you learn? How do you travel? How and why do we fight? What is belief? What is the base of all these things that we take for granted as human beings? And for me, I learned that through the prism of history. And, you know, songwriting is in some ways detached from history, but it's completely the same thing. The way that Neil weaves a story, it has a lot to give us as songwriters. And also he absolutely loves metalcore heavy music, and he has that probably to the loss of quite a lot of listeners, constantly like really heavy, incredible music. And when my brother told me about Neil's show, War and Conquest, I almost couldn't believe my luck, because I was used to Dan Carlin, used to kind of 5-hour epics, which I love. I'm a huge nerd for that, and actually the world does too, because there's loads of us out there. But what Neil does is just trashes everything you thought you knew about history. Probably is having a drink as he does it. He's very open about his madness, and I think that is really clever too. He also talks very, very well about depression and the kind of finer sides of mental health that we talk about on this show, what that actually means practically, how it manifests in his world and his life. So it's a show about history, but if you get involved in what he's teaching, not only are you going to enjoy some of the things that, well, I do, I love it. Like, he's talking about the Battle of Ethandun, which is where I live. So I'm going to probably go up onto the ridge and get some pictures for him. And, you know, just, you feel like you are part of the community when you speak to Neil, because he deals with a lot of people. He's doing really well with this show. He's been doing it for a long time. I warn you, he's kind of like us. You're going to love it, I'd imagine, if you like our show. But he's not faint-hearted. He doesn't pull any punches. So when I found War and Conquest, I was in a very, very boring place, I think, because I was just sort of working a job and I hadn't started this show. I hadn't started working with songwriters. I hadn't really started my own journey as a songwriter. So I was pretty empty, vapid, but I would turn up to the gym and I'd put on War and Conquest and I just get this blast of madness, which is so nice because I'm a fucking insane person mentally, internally, sensitivity wise. But Neil not only does that and he just makes bold statements and doesn't hold back. He's kind of a leader in the way he thinks, whatever you feel about what he says. But then he brings that back to history, to stories that have formulated the reasons why you get up and put your pants on in a certain way, or the reasons why we live in houses that we do, or the reasons why we talk to each other the way we do, or the why we chase particular things in our lives. I think Neil does an incredible job of shining a light on his part of history, what he's fascinated by. And of course, it's all the bits you want in history. At least for me, I love kind of conquest and progression and choices and how you manage people and diplomacy, thinking, but also aggression. And of course, I love warfare. Of course, I love the things that thankfully I don't experience day to day, that being war and conquest, as he says in the show. So just wanted to keep this very quick and very organic, because I feel like if you enjoy the way this show is put together, his show is very different, but it's built from the same materials, because I learned a lot about preparation, context of a podcast, how you can run it, how you can talk to people, how you reward people. He's got some very loyal, very kind people involved with his show. So just very simply, I messaged him and I was like, why don't we do a swap? Because he advertises it openly, sorry, that he likes to swap. So there you go, Neil, that's my take on it. And I'm probably going to come and talk about the show again, because there's things that people won't get from not listening. My job is to try and get you to just give it a go. Because if you want something different, we talk about techniques, then we get people's life stories on this show, and it's quite an intense thing if you like songwriting. But if you want to have a release and be entertained and learn, that's what we all are doing. We're all curious things. We're all trying to learn when we go and listen. Neil's show, War and Conquest, we'll put the link down below in the show notes. Down below where? What the fuck are you talking about? Down below while people are walking on the tube? Idiot. Anyway, War and Conquest, Neil Eckhart. You will not be disappointed. You might be outraged. You might be upset, but that's the goal. So go and check it out. And if you love history, what are you still doing here?